Hey guys, it's John again with Catholic for Rednecks. I'm trying to shoot a few of these videos because my job schedule, you know, I work 12-hour shifts, 6 at night, 6 in the morning, and I also do real estate from time to time, so sometimes I just don't have any time to do YouTube. But I appreciate all the people that's watching. I get 200 or 300 views on average per video. I know I'm not popular. I know I'm old and uncool and not handsome and all that stuff. I got some of my female friends that do Catholic YouTube to get thousands of views a week. I wonder why. Maybe if I put some lip gloss on and some, just kidding, I better not go there. But anyhow, I was talking to you on my last video, Catholic 101 for Rednecks, about the catechism. Now, the catechism I showed you, you can go on Amazon and get it, or go to a bookstore. If you're really interested in what the Catholic Church believes, teaches, and why, I highly recommend you read it. But I'm going to just be honest with you. It is very, very deep. And I went to seminary and made straight A's, except for one class. I made a C because I went ahead of my reading schedule and they counted off. But anyhow, I made like 100 on all my tests. I'm not saying I'm a brain, but I know theology and religion pretty good. I can talk to preachers and almost talk to some theologians sometimes and debate some people sometimes. But it was really a challenge to read the CCC, the white one, the one that Pope John Paul II put out. Very technical, very technical. You had to be a theologian or a lawyer just to sit there and read it like a book and understand. I had to read parts of it over and over and over. But you know what? I learned my Catholic faith before I ever went to RCIA. I didn't have anyone teach me how to be a Catholic. My wife was born and raised Catholic, left when she was a teenager to go get the Holy Ghost, and she stayed away for 30 years. And we started going back to Mass. My wife didn't know diddly about the Catholic faith. I would ask her questions, and she didn't know, bless her heart. But you know, she's not alone. There are a lot of Catholics out there that do not know the basics of their faith. They can't explain the basics of their faith. And I'm not just jumping on Catholics, because having been a Protestant for 50 years, Protestants are just as bad. You can go to most any Baptist church, Methodist, Presbyterian, Assembly of God, and ask basic questions or technical questions to those fellas, and they can't explain either. So most Protestants don't know their Bible, and people talk about people leaving the Catholic Church left and right. Let me tell you something. People leave the Protestant churches left and right. I live in Birmingham. There's 1,000 Protestant churches in Birmingham, and most of them are half empty or almost empty, and people are leaving. When they built the Mormon Temple in Gardendale, the biggest group of visitors to the Mormon Temple were Baptists, okay? So, Catholic Church. You want to learn the Catholic Church, read that catechism. All the things that people attack the Catholic Church about are covered in there. And once you read it, you know, I would read it, and the first time I would read it, I'd think, what? And I'd read it again and go, I think I can see it. Then I'd read it a third time, and I'd say, oh, I see what they're saying. That makes so much sense. So the catechism is the teaching of the Catholic Church. It's not just the basic. It goes real deep. Like I said, the one I read was like 800 pages long. Really, it's 700 or something. It's got a lot of notes, lots of scripture references, and it starts out with the very basics, and it kind of trails off from there. But it goes through the Apostles' Creed and the sacraments and just basic theology, and it covers a lot of ground. It took me a month to read it. I remember reading it poolside at the YMCA. So, but let me tell you what you need to do. If you're just an average hick like me, just a working class blue collar guy like myself, okay, just a simple guy, I would advise that you get the Baltimore Catechism. You can get it off Amazon or eBay, anywhere you go, bookstore and buy it. Even in the Deep South, you can buy it. Or you can go, I think it's flock.net, and get the Baltimore Catechism sent to your phone. Now, the Baltimore Catechism, from what I understand, was designed for school kids. Okay, most people read on like a third or fourth grade level, I think. They say Jesus taught on the level that the average laborer could understand easily. The Baltimore Catechism is in short bullets. What I mean, it just has these little half paragraphs, paragraphs, and sentences. And it's just puts it out there. It don't go into deep detail. It just says it, okay? And the idea is you read it every day. If you get flock.net, if you get it sent to your phone, then every day you get a little bite-sized portion of the catechism. And Baltimore is a lot easier to understand. It don't go as deep. It's not technical, but it's just, it's really good. I prefer it. I like it. Now, I want to talk to you cradle Catholics out there for a minute. There's a lot of you out there that have never read your catechism one time. I'm thinking of one fellow or two fellows in particular. They're some of the best I've ever known explaining Catholic faith that still haven't read the catechism. I think all Christians, period, should read the Bible at least once. Do you know most Christians, and I'm talking Protestants too, have never, ever read their Bible one time, ever? Can you imagine? They've never read their Bible a single time. I used to read my Bible every year. It's real easy. What you do is you get up in the morning tomorrow, and you go first two chapters of Genesis, first two of Psalms, the first chapter of Matthew. You just build on that every day, and then about 8 or 9 months, you're through with the Bible. You should read your Bible cover to cover. You should read it every year for a few years anyhow. I kind of got tired of reading it every year, to be honest. And then I read that big old catechism. I read it. And then I've read the Baltimore catechism. I read it too. And I got halfway through it last year and kind of got busy. So I'm going to reorder it and go back through it. Baltimore catechism, Catholics, learn your faith. Learn how to explain the faith to Protestants. They will ask, especially if you live around here. People will ask you where you go to church all the time. It's like you're wearing a sign that says, where do I go to church? Or ask me where I go to church. So learn your catechism. Learn why you believe what you do. See you next time.